Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Shall we have a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we quiet ourselves, for we want to listen to what you have to say to us. And I pray, O Lord, that you speak to each and every one of us and help us to remember what we learned today, and then we put it into practice, and we'll be blessed all the days of our life. And I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So I just wonder whether you know why Paul saying what he's saying in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. He say, finally. So in other words, Ephesians has only 6 chapters. And that's the last chapter. Before he ended, he said, finally, be strong in the Lord and be strong in his mighty power. What does it really, really, really mean to us? I tell you the reason. For both the Old Testament and the New Testament, why we need to be strong in the Lord, in his mighty power. And what's the reason behind? I want you to write that down. And that's the main idea that we talk about. Be strong in the Lord. Idea number 2, be strong in his mighty power. And 3, put on the full armor of God. I want to explain to you why we have to be like that. We have to know our condition before we come to know the Lord, okay? Before we come to know what is our condition. And now we come to know the Lord, what does the Lord require of us to do? I would like you to write that down, right? What's the reason why you need to be strong in the Lord, be strong in the mighty power? You write that down. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Before we come to know the Lord, what is within our heart? A lot of people didn't know that. Before we come to know the Lord, the evil spirit who is at work within our heart. Why? Because we follow the way of this world. Let's hear what Paul has to say. As for you, you were dead in your transgression and sin, in which you used to live when you followed the way of this world, and you followed the way of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is at work in you. That spirit, you write it down, that's the evil spirit. The evil spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. In other words, before we come to know Jesus Christ, what is at work within our heart? Before we come to know Jesus Christ, evil spirit is at work within our heart. So that's why we are struggling. Before we come to know Jesus, that's why we don't have peace, we don't have joy, we don't have a good relationship with our friend, we don't have a good relationship with our parents, and we struggle every moment of our life. Brother and sister, if you want to have a good relationship with all the friends surrounding you, you need help from our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that. Before you come to know Jesus Christ, what is at work in you? The evil spirits at work in you. He calls you to do bad things. They say bad things too. And after you said it, you don't like it because you don't get good results. You know what I mean? So that's why you struggle. And I tell you, the evil spirit is at work now in those who disobey God. But what about the Holy Spirit? Okay, you write that down. Evil spirit is at the left side. You write that. The Holy Spirit, Ephesians chapter 1, 13 to 14. We have the Holy Spirit. The moment we believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the moment we believe Jesus Christ sent by God to us, and we believe in the gospel, we believe in Him, we open our heart and ask Jesus Christ to enter into our heart, you know what? The Holy Spirit come upon you. Just like Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1, 13 to 14. And you also were included in Christ, serve the word, in Christ. In Christ, remember that chapter 6, verse 10? Be strong in the Lord. That means be strong in Christ. Be strong in His mighty power. When you are in Christ, you are strong. When you are outside Christ, you are weak. Okay? And you were included in Christ. You are included in the Lord. You are included in His mighty power. When you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, not only you have to hear the word of truth, you have to hear the gospel of your salvation. And having believed, you were marked in Him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Ever since you believe in Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit within your heart. Before you come to know Jesus Christ, who is at work in you? Evil spirit. That's why my friend did not sleep well. Because the evil spirit do not make you sleep well. When you invite Jesus Christ, when you invite the Holy Spirit to rest in you, you win the battle. Pastor John, how do I know that I win the battle? You write that down. Before, that's Archer. Before I believe in Jesus Christ, I have the evil spirit at me. Now I believe in Jesus Christ, I have the Holy Spirit in me. I want you to write that down. You write 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, that's the battle. But we win the battle. What is in the heart of the Christian is the Holy Spirit. What is in the heart of the non-believer is the evil spirit. The Bible says, what is in us, the Holy Spirit, overcome what is in the world. Because we don't follow the pattern of the world anymore. Do you remember that? You used to be dead in your sin in which you live because you follow the pattern of this world. You know what? Do you know what's the pattern of this world? The pattern of this world, they color the hair, right? They say, wow, that's cool. And you color your hair, right? You follow that. But you don't know that. When you follow that, it is the evil spirit who is at work in you to make you do things like that. Not that you don't want to listen to your parents. It's the evil spirit forcing you to do things that upset yourself and upset your parents. So, brother and sister, make sure you remember that. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you, that one, you write that up, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who is in you is greater than the one, this one is the evil spirit who is in the world. This one, you write down Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. The spirit who is now at work in those who disobey. Disobey God, but follow the world. Okay? The one who obeys God, obeys Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit overcome the evil spirit. You need to have the Holy Spirit within you, then you be strong. Okay? You be strong in the Lord. So, Pastor John, I never develop my sermon based upon one person saying, because I'm afraid what I say is wrong. So, I prove it with the saying of Paul, and then I prove that with the saying of the Apostle John. I want to prove it to you with the saying of Apostle Matthew. Will you do me a favor? Turn to Matthew chapter 12. Okay? Matthew chapter 12. I want you to write that down so that next time when you read the book of Matthew, you understand. You write down Matthew chapter 12, verse 22 to 23. Matthew 12, 22 to 23. I read that to you. Then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. And all the people were astonished and said, Could this be the son of David? Is Jesus Christ the son of David? Because this guy was demon-possessed. Demon-possessed means, you write beside demon-possessed. Demon-possessed, that means he was possessed by the evil spirit. Okay? You know why he was demon-possessed? Because he was disobedient. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. He possessed by the evil spirit. And that's exactly what Paul is saying. If you are disobedient to what you hear regarding the gospel of your salvation, you come to the church, you listen to the sermon, and then you disobey, you don't follow it. You know why you don't follow it? I won't blame you. The reason why you don't follow it, because you follow the pattern of this world, you follow the evil spirit. The evil spirit is now at work in those who disobey what they hear. Brother and sister, make sure when you hear the gospel of your salvation, you open your heart and you say to Jesus, I don't like to have the evil spirit dwell within my heart. I want to have the Holy Spirit to dwell within my heart. And in those days, 2,000 years ago, when people bring the demon-possessed person into you, you use your word to cast out the demon. Used to be he was blind, cannot see. Once you heal him, he can see. Used to be he was mute, he cannot talk. Now he can talk. The evil spirit at him caused him not to be able to see, not to be able to hear, and disobey God, right? And people take pity on him, bring him to see Jesus, and Jesus healed him. Brother and sister, today may be the first time you come to the church. Is this the first time you come to the church, Daniel?
No, I went out like a long time ago. This is my first time. I was a long time ago.
Oh, it's the first. So, is your parents a Christian?
They are, but they don't go to church anymore.
Yeah. Do you know what it means, the word Daniel?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? Let me explain to you. The word Daniel means God will judge. Okay? That's what it will mean. Daniel, God will judge. Okay? And so in our church, at least we got two Daniel. You are Daniel, and he's Daniel too. Okay? And in Daniel, in the book of Daniel, Daniel is a godly man. Daniel was filled with the Holy Spirit. And he loved the Lord. And he fought a good fight. He win the battle from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 12. In the book of Daniel, there are 12 chapters. He's an overcomer. Because God is at work in the life of Daniel. Okay? He's a very, very good name. All parents want his children to be like Daniel. Daniel is second to the throne. The one who sits in the throne is the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. He's second. in the throne. And he's God, he is the King Nebuchadnezzar, advisor, counselor. Whatever the king do, and he seek for advice from Daniel. And he is a very prosperous man and successful man. He start to believe in God when he's around 17 years old. Okay? And he lived up to 90 some odd years old. He's a godly man. He write the book of Daniel. And he's greatly used by God. And he has three of his friends. And together, four of them, they live a godly life. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the one who is at work in us is the Holy Spirit, is greater than the one who is in the world, the evil spirit. Make sure when you come to the church, you pay attention to what you hear, and listen to it. In the end, you'll be wise. Write that down. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20. Listen to advice. Pay attention to what you hear. Accept instruction. Whatever you hear, listen to it, accept it, and put it into practice. And in the end, you will be wise. You know why you are wise? Because you have the Holy Spirit is within you. And when you have the Holy Spirit within you, right, circle the word wise. You write down Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. When Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and the Lord God the Father gave him wisdom, knowledge, power, understanding, and fear of the Lord. You know, if you have the Holy Spirit within your heart, you're a wise man. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of wisdom. You want to be wise? You need to have the Holy Spirit within your heart. When you hear the gospel of your salvation, the Holy Spirit will speak to you and say, amen, believe in what the Bible says. Because then, in the end, you'll be wise. You not only be a wise man, you understand a lot of stuff that people don't understand. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of understanding, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of counsel, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of power, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of knowledge, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And that's why Daniel was so successful. Now I go back. Go back to Matthew chapter 12, verse 22 and 23. Okay? Brother and sister, make sure you make friends. You make friends with your friends that who are wise, who has knowledge, so that he can bring you to Jesus. Just like that one was demon possessed, he did not come to Jesus on his own. Someone bring him to see Jesus. You understand what I mean? Because the evil spirit to tell you, don't go to the church. Because when you go to church, what if you become obedient time? You listen to the sermon of your salvation. You believe in it. But the moment you believe in it, you are healed. The evil spirit will be kicked out. You know what I mean? He didn't want that. He wanted to dwell within your heart. He wanted to control your heart. You understand? Don't ever let him to control your heart. Let the Holy Spirit control your heart. If you have the evil spirit control your heart, you'll be a foolish man and you're going to suffer pain. I don't want that. I want to have the spirit of wisdom and understanding. I want to have the spirit of counsel and power. I want to have the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. I fear God. I don't fear any person. And you'll be a wise man, just like Daniel. Okay? So make sure. Now, go back. Verse 22, Matthew chapter 12. They brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute.
In other words, that demon-possessed man did not come to Jesus on his own accord. His friend had mercy on him because see that he suffered so much pain. He didn't want him to suffer so much pain and bring him to see Jesus. And Jesus delivered him. But that's not the end of the story, my friend. I want you to write that down. Right beside 22 and 23, you write down Matthew chapter 12, 43 to 45. Chapter 12, 43 to 45. You link it together, that Matthew. Then you see the whole story. Hear what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 12, 43. When an evil spirit come out of a man, circle the word, evil spirit. When an evil spirit come out of a man, why the evil spirit come out of the man? Because someone bring him to see Jesus. The evil spirit caused him not able to see, he was blind, not able to talk, he was mute. But Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and he could both see. Okay? The reason why he can talk, he can see now, because the evil spirit comes out of a man. You write that down. And it goes through a weak places seeking rest and does not find it. I want you to remember that. The moment you come to the church, you want to be an obedient child. You don't want to have an evil spirit within your heart. Because Paul says that the evil spirit is now at work in those who disobey God. The evil spirit is now at work in those who follow the pattern of this world. You say to yourself, from this day on, I don't follow the world. Because what is in the world is the evil spirit. What is within my heart is the Holy Spirit. I want to follow what the Holy Spirit has to say to me. I don't want to follow the world because it leads to death. It leads to death. I want to follow Him. I want to follow the Holy Spirit. It leads to eternal life. I want to have eternal life. I want Jesus Christ to control my heart. I don't want evil spirit to control my heart. But brother and sister, I want you to remember, when this evil spirit comes out of your body, it's not because of your own power. It's because of the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ healed him and kicked the evil spirit out. Remember that? But you know what? When the evil spirit was kicked out, he couldn't look for a place that he can rest. Because he used to live in within your body for so long. He feels so comfortable. He's the big shot. You are the slave. You listen to him. You know what I mean? You serve him for so long already. He wants to find another foolish man just like you and to rest. But he can't find it. You know what happened? If he cannot find it, he's going to come back. What if Daniel doesn't have the Holy Spirit? Then I'm going to come back and rest in you. But this time, because he said that I was defeated by Jesus Christ, I'm not going to come back on my own. I'm going to bring seven evil spirits, wicked than I am, and dwell within you. You understand what I'm trying to say? That's not what I'm saying. That's what Jesus said. Okay? Turn to it. I read it to you in 1:7. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. Verse 43. When the evil spirit come out of a man, it goes through a reed places, seeking rest, and does not find it. Then the evil spirit said, I will return to the house I left. That house is the house he used to live for so long, causing that man to be blind, to be mute, cannot talk, he's control his life. And when it arrived, it found that the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. What does it really mean? That means that person, he was healed by Jesus, but he wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. It's empty.
I can come back. But this time when he come back, he didn't come back on his own accord because he know that he's not as powerful as Jesus. So he bring wicked, evil spirit to come along. Let's see, verse 45. Then he go and take with it seven other spirit, that is evil spirit, more wicked than itself. And they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first condition. Circle the word, the first. You write down Matthew chapter 12, verse 22 and 23. And that is how it will be with this wicked generation. Daniel, could you answer my question? In Matthew chapter 12, verse 22 to 23, in the first condition, how many evil spirits within that man's heart? It's only one. But when he was healed, he was swept clean, everything put in order, doesn't have the Holy Spirit within his heart. Now, how many evil spirits within his heart now? No. He brings seven more.
Eight.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That is no good, right? So make sure when you come in the church, you really need to be strong in the Lord. Be strong in his mighty power. And be clothed with Jesus Christ. So that when the evil spirit that come out of your body, just in case when he come back, he look at it, wow, I cannot get in. Because the Holy Spirit dwells within your heart. Is that the good stuff? That is the good stuff. And your life will be changed. And your life will be changed forever. You are wiser. You have understanding. You have counsel. The Holy Spirit tells you what to do. You have power. He cannot enter in anymore. Right? And you have knowledge. You have the fear of the Lord. You are good to go. And I tell you one more thing. Go back to Ephesians. Go back to Ephesians. Chapter 4. Ephesians. Chapter 4. I want you to write that down. Verse 25. All the way to 27. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor. When you talk to your friend, don't tell lies. Speak the truth. For we are all members of one body. Verse 26. In your anger, do not sin. Because we used to be in control by the evil spirit. The evil spirit caused us to be angry all the time. And Paul said that. Do not sin in your anger. And do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Can you be angry? Yeah, you can be angry. If you're angry in the morning, by the time you see the clock, it's 6 o'clock p.m., 6 p.m., in the Jewish calendar, it's the next day. the sun goes down, then you stop being angry. In your anger, do not sin. If you keep on being angry, you know what happened? You open a gap and allow the evil spirit to come into your heart. Hear what Paul said. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Verse 27. Do not give the devil a foothold. He can enter into your heart again when you're angry. Don't open the door. Don't give him a foothold to come in. That's the precaution. Okay? Remember that. Remember what I write down? Matthew chapter 12, verse 22 to 23. It is not good enough to have the evil spirit come off your body. It's not good enough. It's good that you have the evil spirit come off your body because you hear the gospel, because Jesus healed you. You have to have the Holy Spirit to dwell within your heart, to guard your heart. Do not let the evil spirit to come in. Don't give the devil a foothold. What is the foothold? You tell lie. That's a foothold. You don't speak truthfully. That's a foothold. And in your anger, you sin. You keep being angry. That do you no good. All right? It hurt your body. All right? So, and then another warning. So I want you to write that down. Ephesians chapter 4, 25 to 27. You write that down here. 25 to 27, Ephesians chapter 4. Right beside Matthew chapter 12, 22 to 23, 43 to 45. Right beside that, so that you know. Don't give the devil a foothold. He loves to come back. He loves to control your life. And then 30, you write down. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. I want you to write that down. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. First of all, do not give the devil a foothold. Secondly, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. How do you grieve your parents? When he say one thing, you do another thing, you grieve him. Am I right? How do you grieve the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit to do a certain thing, give you certain counsel, you disobey him, you grieve him. If he say something, if he say to you, go to the church, listen to the sermon, you'll be healed, you come to the church, accept his counsel, in the end, you become wise. And you are the one who get benefit. I tell you one more thing. You remember this? You remember the sixth benefit that you have the Holy Spirit within your heart, according to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2? Number one, when you have the Holy Spirit dwell within your heart, you have wisdom. Number two, you have understanding. Number three, you have good counselor, because Holy Spirit is a good counselor, he gives you good counsel. And then you have power. Used to be weak. Now I'm strong. I'm strong not because of me. I'm strong because I don't give the devil a foothold. I'm strong because I don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. I let him to fill my heart, to control my life, because I obey him. I say that one more time. Evil spirit take control of those who disobey God, but the Holy Spirit take control of those who obey God. Everybody say? So once you have the Holy Spirit within your heart, he gives you what? wisdom, understanding, counsel, power. He give you knowledge. He give you the fear of the Lord. You fear God. When you fear God, and God is with you. Right beside Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. You say, what good does it do to have this, to have the fear of the Lord within your heart? You write that down. Right beside the fear of the Lord, you write that down. The fear of the Lord, you write down Psalm 145, verse 19. God will fulfill the desire of those who fear the Lord. Do you have certain things that you want? We all have that. But when you have the Holy Spirit within your heart, that means you have the fear of the Lord within your heart. You know what the Bible promises you? You don't know? But in here, what did the Bible say? 145, verse 19. God fulfilled the desire of those who fear Him, who fear the Lord. Whatever you pray, He answers you. You cry out to Him, He delivers you. Is it good? That's good stuff. He knows what you really want. He knows what's good for you. He fulfills the desire of your heart. Make sure you have the Holy Spirit within your heart. That's the fear of the Lord. And what the Bible say? Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. Is the beginning of knowledge. Is the beginning of wisdom. Is the first step. Is the first step. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. Turn to Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. I don't want to be a fool. I want to be filled with the fear of the Lord. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that the evil spirit cannot enter within my heart anymore. And every time when I read the Bible, I start to understand what God has to say to me. Because He opened my eyes, I can see. Opened my ear, I can hear. And He opened my mouth, I can speak on His behalf. All right? So make sure that we have the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. On top of that, He will fulfill the desire of your heart. So in conclusion, as I said that, I want to turn to the Old Testament to talk to you. What does it good? To be strong in the Lord. Idea number one, be strong in the Lord. Idea number two, be strong in His mighty power. Idea number three, put on the full armor of God. I want to tell you in the Old Testament, you write that down, Psalm 91. Do me a favor. In conclusion, turn to Psalm 91. I read that to you. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Right beside Psalm 91, verse 1, you write down Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. What Paul's writing come from Psalm 91. I want you to write that down. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Dwell in the shelter of the Most High is he who dwells in the Lord. You write that down.
Instead of saying, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, you write it down, he who dwells in the Lord. He who dwells in the Lord will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. You write that down. He who dwells in the Lord will rest in the mighty power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Make sure you dwell in the Lord. When you dwell in the Lord, then when the Lord lives in you, the evil spirit dare not come back. You have power to overcome him. That's why Paul said that. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in his mighty power. What he really means is, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And verse 2. When you dwell in the Lord, when you rest in the Lord, when you rest in the mighty power of God, you can say what the psalmist said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, is my God in whom I trust. The devil dare not come back. It's no turning back, because you have Jesus Christ to be with you. He's the Most High God. He's the Almighty God. And what happened? Surely he will save you from the fallen snare and from the deadly passion. He will cover you with his feather, and under his wing you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Verse 5. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalk in the darkness, nor the plague that destroy at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side that you see with your own eyes, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Why? Why will not come near you? Because no harm. You write that down. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 21. No harm before the righteous, because you rest in the Lord. You are strong in the Lord. You are strong in his mighty power. No harm before you. And that's the benefit. But you can see people fall. Thousand upon thousand fall on the left side or on the right side, but you walk through it safely. Why? Because you rest in the Lord. That's why Paul said that. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in his mighty power and clothed with Jesus. Go back to Psalm 91:8. You will observe with your eyes. You will see the punishment of the wicked. But if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your head. Why? For the Lord will command his angel concerning you to guard you in all your way. They will lift you up in their hand so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. If you strike your foot against a stone, you can have a broken bone. He will not allow you to have a broken bone. Why? Because he's going to use you. Because you be strong in the Lord. You'll be strong in the mighty power of God. He's going to use your foot to trample on the evil spirit, to trample on the devil. Keep going. Verse 13. You will tread upon the lion with your feet, and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. The serpent is the devil, is the evil spirit. Because he loved me, said the Lord, I will rescue him, I will protect him, for he acknowledged my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. You know why? When he cried to God and God said, I will answer him, because he has the Holy Spirit within his heart. That Holy Spirit is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. He is going to fulfill the desire of your heart. Whatever you cry to him, he answers you. He listens to your prayer. That's why the devil never dare to come back again. And he will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's why I want you to remember as you leave this place, three words. Word number one, be strong in the Lord. Number two, be strong in his mighty power. His power is greater than all the power of the evil spirit. And put off your old self and clothe with Jesus Christ. He who dwells in the Almighty God will rest in the shadow of his mighty power. Our Heavenly Father, we hear what you have said to us. We don't want to be controlled by the evil spirit. We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. We don't want to grieve him. Whatever he says, we want to obey him, because the Holy Spirit is at work in those who obey the word of the Lord. I want to obey you. I want to be used by you all the days of our life. I want to be blessed by you all the days of our life. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, today I only touched the surface. I didn't even go into Ephesians chapter 6. I see you next week, all right?